This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Fierce Hurricane Ian is getting stronger fast. It's off Florida's southwest coast this morning with 155 mile per hour winds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said just a few moments ago,
it is now a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of up to 155 miles per hour. That is knocking on the door of a Category 5 storm.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake.
We expect this to cause an extremely dangerous, life-threatening storm surge later today in southwestern Florida.
Damaging winds and rain are battering the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say the Naples to Sarasota region is at highest risk of a devastating storm surge. Renee Correa lives in Tampa, but she got out ahead of the storm.
The water just really scared me, and as well as the path. It was very confusing, and I didn't want to risk it, so I went with my chihuahua and my daughters, and we left town, and, you know, just praying for everybody at home, but yeah, it's a scary storm.
This is the same hurricane that slammed into Cuba, knocking out the power to the whole island. The AP's Donna Warder.
Cuba is without electricity after Hurricane Ian knocked out its power grid. Cuba's electric union says authorities are working to gradually restore power to Cuba's 11 million people. Power initially was knocked out to about 1 million people in Cuba's western provinces, but later the entire grid collapsed. I'm Donna Warder.
The European Union's outraged over the suspected sabotage of two underwater natural gas pipelines from Russia to Germany. The EU warning of retaliation for any attack on Europe's energy networks. Today, President Biden is hosting a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, the first by the White House since 1969. This is AP News. Now to North Korea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
North Korea has test-launched a missile on the eve of Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Seoul, South Korea. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected the North's missile launch, but has given no further details, such as when and where the weapon was fired and how far it traveled. The launch is the second by Pyongyang this week. The nation's dialed up its testing activities to a record pace in 2022, testing more than 30 ballistic weapons, including its first intercontinental ballistic missiles since 2017. Kamala Harris is arriving in South Korea on Thursday for talks with President Yoon Suk-yeol and other officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.76 a gallon this morning. The price is going up. A week ago, it was 8 cents cheaper, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.